I assumed the second stance. Legs spread, knees bent, back sword straight. And wondered, for the thousandth time, if I looked anything like the son I should have been.
Quiet your breathing, Rain.
Papa's voice was a murmur, a rumble of sound that calmed me like distant thunder.
Don't let me see your chest heaving.
Of course my chest was heaving. We were on the third round of the third set, and my too late night had stolen the edge from my strength. I closed my mouth and forced air in through my nose, long and slow, like a snake.
Better.
Papa matched me, his form graceful and balanced. He was every bit the grand master I wished I could someday be, but could never be. He moved a half breath before I expected him to. More evidence that I was short on sleep. I arced my knife arm and matched him anyway, thinking through my paces as my feet danced on the packed earth. Papa's face was serene, as if this was effortless. That's what I was supposed to do with my face, too. And most days, Papa's praise for my centeredness was high.
Masterful control, he would say. From a distance, no one would guess you were a girl.
That was the highest compliment, to fight like a boy, because being a girl was never quite enough. Papa had just gained the advantage when he stumbled and lost his center. I stepped back, hesitant to claim victory when I saw that he'd slipped on one of my writing pens. He righted himself and gave the great cry before slicing forward with a double palm strike that I barely had time to block. I lost my balance and landed hard on my backside.
Never lose an opportunity.
The hard edge in Papa's voice had more to do with his own shame than my weakness.
The hesitation of an enemy should be the moment of your victory.
I know, Papa. I drew up my knees and rested my arms on them. But it was my fault. My writing pen
was no reason for you to show mercy.
He offered his hand.
We are not promised a path without obstacles.
It was like him not to mention that I shouldn't have been so careless with the pen. I took his hand. I have the best teacher.